We're returning now to the situation in Gaza. On yesterday's programme, we heard about the almost impossible task facing staff in the territory's hospitals. Speaking last night to Channel 4 News, Dr. Mehat Abbas from the Al-Aqsa Hospital said the facility is running out of medical supplies.
The borders are sealed. No goods are allowed inside. We have no electricity along the hour. We are running without water. We cannot treat the sewage pumps. We do not have enough medications. Our patients cannot travel abroad. We health professionals cannot come to help us during these crises. And our people are trapped inside. It's a big prison. In fact, they are putting the cat in the corner and asking why you are scratching. In fact, if you just want to stay in a safe place in Gaza, stay far from any child, because these are the declared target of the Israeli army.
The situation facing doctors in Gaza. Well, doctors here are organising a shipment of medical supplies. The group known as Irish Medical Aid for Palestinians is asking hospitals and the pharmaceutical industry for donations, and it's also seeking help from members of the public. With us is Dublin GP Bassam Nasser, whose parents are Palestinian. Good morning.
Good morning.
Before we talk about the sort of help that's needed, can I ask you about your own family? How have they been faring?
Well, at the moment, the situation on the ground in Gaza and elsewhere in Palestine has been absolutely dire. And to put it mildly, people are devastated on all levels. Humanitarian level speaking, they're actually suffering with the lack of and shortages of supplies, medicines, drugs, food, water, sanitation. Everything is literally being bombarded. And part of that would actually affect my own family. And I have cousins who are in Rafah. I have two aunts in Rafah itself, in the refugee camp there. I have cousins in the Gaza Strip, in the Gaza City itself, step cousins of my mom's side of the family in Khan Yunis. And unfortunately, all of those people, like all the Gazans, have been inflicted by what's happening at the moment.
Tell us about the plans then, and tell us about Irish Medical Aid for Palestinians. What is it that you hope to do?
Well, Irish Medical Aid for Palestinians is a charitable entity that was established here in Ireland with a charitable status around 8 years ago. We have a joint board of directors, which is actually made of doctors here, including myself, including some ex-senators, Mr. Mick Lennigan, Mr. Don Teagan, who's the chair at the moment. We have Don Lydon on board. We had previously honorary members like Mr. David Andrews and Mr. O'Malley, Des O'Malley. Currently, I operate as the treasurer and the spokesperson on behalf of the IMAP. It's obviously, as I said, a charitable entity that's trying to raise some form of medical supplies or any form of medical aids that we can actually provide to send to Gaza in order to help the Palestinians and the people who are injured and all the casualties, literally, that have been inflicted by this war.
And how advanced are those plans? What have you already got?
Well, we had similar endeavors around 5-6 years ago, in which we managed to transfer funds to Gaza to the Al Auda Hospital, that's in Jabalia, and we raised funds to help some a couple of young children who had special needs formulas. So we're trying to follow those plans. On this particular occasion, obviously, the magnitude of the disaster that's happening on the ground in Gaza is pretty severe. So we are trying as hard as we can. We had an emergency meeting of the board of directors yesterday, in which we're trying to establish how to go about it. Obviously, we have the website, which is www.irishmap.ie. Mm-hmm. We're trying, as you said correctly, trying to raise funds, primarily medical supplies, drugs. At the moment, I was talking to Dr. Ashraf Al-Kudra, who's actually the spokesperson in Gaza with regards to the medical supplies, and he told me that we need short-term, long-term supplies, medical ones and surgical ones. Obviously, the ones that are needed badly now are the surgical ones, because we have, obviously, wounds that are inflicted by, you know, weapons.
So there's an awful lot of emergency surgery
taking place.
Absolutely.
Emergency surgeries that are actually, as the Norwegian doctor yesterday, Dr. Mads Gilbert, suggested that they are currently doing makeshift kind of corridors in hospitals in order to be able to conduct some surgical procedures.
And how can you be sure that supplies get in? in and that they get to where they're most needed?
Well, as I said, it is extremely difficult on the ground because Israel has actually blocked the, you know, and had blocked Gaza for the last 7 years, and that total blockade had actually had a major catastrophic effect on health supplies, water supplies, electricity supplies. So obviously drugs is one of these things that we're going to have difficulty is in kind of pulling through or pushing through. And on top of that, unfortunately, we're pleading at the moment and pleading with the Egyptian government to open the Rafah cross-border in order to allow such facilities between. I'm affiliated to the Palestinian Doctors in Europe, and we have actually tried to send a group of doctors and surgical ones, especially to deal with kids and the acute injuries, but unfortunately, we have been blocked because of the cross point in Rafah that's been disallowing us to go through.
Israel always points out that, you know, some supplies do get through. So are you hoping maybe to get together with the Red Cross or an organization like that to ensure that the stuff does get in?
Precisely. This is what we have done before. And, you know, we affiliate our activity to the Irish Red Cross and with the Palestinian Red Crescent on the ground there. And obviously, we affiliate our activities to the UNRWA, that's the United Nations for Refugee Working Agency for the Palestinians, because they are the ones who are actually trying to offer shelters and offer medical aids at the moment. It is rather, I mean, I just my plea today and to people of Ireland, this is a catastrophic disaster that's happening to those people. Many of those people inflicted by the war at the moment are actually civilians, and many of them, like quarter of them, even rising last night to one-third of the Palestinian casualties are children. And we would demand, please, just please help us. At the moment, it's actually a humanitarian catastrophe. We need it just from a humanitarian perspective. Never mind the politics. We want these aids to get and reach those people in order to save them. One child per hour has been dying in Gaza for the last 2 days. Every hour, there is one Palestinian child killed. And these are the latest statistics.
Listen, thank you very much indeed for joining us this morning. That was Dr. Bassam Nasser of Irish Medical Aid for Palestinians.